We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Lamed Aleph, and we're starting seven lines from the top of Daf Lamed Aleph. Gidul Bar Re'iloi, Shadalah Gito Levizayu. He sent a get with a shliach to his wife. Ozo, shlicha, the shliach gets to the wife. Ashkadav Yosef Navla, she was sitting and sewing. Omalah, hey Gitech, here's the get. His husband sent you a get. Omralei, Zil Hashta Miha, V'talamacha. Right now I'm busy sewing, I don't have time for this get. Come back tomorrow, bring the get back tomorrow. Ozlagabe, Shliach goes back to Gidol and he reports on the Shlichah, says, I came to her, she wasn't ready for it. V'amalei, so he says, V'amalei, Ozlagabe, V'amalei, the Shliach said and gave the report to Gidol. Pasach V'amalei, Gidol says, Baruch HaTayv HaMeitiv. He says, oh, I'm so happy that you didn't give it to him. Baruch HaMeitiv, Bracha, they're so happy you didn't give it. What does it sound like? He sounds like he's happy that you didn't give the get, and it's a bittel on the Shlichah, or a bittel on the get. He's happy. So Abaye Omar, Baruch HaTayv HaMeitiv, Lo Yibatel Gita. It's good, he's very happy, but the get is not batel. And tomorrow, he can go ahead, like Rashi says, in Bosh Shliach Zeh, Moshe L'malcha Megareshes. Tomorrow the Shliach goes back and gives it to her. It works. But Rav Amar, no. Baruch HaTayv HaMeitiv, Lo Yibatel Gita. If the get is batel, Hamaike Mithig, what's the Biyah Machlech between Rava and Abaye? Begilu Daita, Begita Kamifigi. It's telling Machlech is Begilu Daita. That one man the other holds, Gilu Daita, Rabbi Yisrael, a gil died to begin to lav milsi. It's nothing. But Rava saw a gil died to begin to milsi, and Rava holds the gil died to is a milsi. What's the beer on machlekes? So Chassam Sofer learns pasha like this: that even if you know for sure he meant to mevatel the get, Abaya holds the only way to mevatel the get is with a dibur beferish. That's the only way to mevatel the get. Masha Inkain, Rava holds, you don't need beferish. As long as you know that's what he wants to do, you don't need that deeper mamish. Baruch HaTayv HaMeitiv is good also. You don't need mamish, the words, Bittul HaGita. That's what Chassam Sofer learns. The Tosfos Rid learns a little bit different. He learns that's a Dvarim Shevelev Shaila. In the Oiv of the Gemara, Tosfos Rid is printed on the side, and some of the other Gemaras also, they have it printed on the side. It says there, Perishim avato shlicha saget, Sharach shivato befiv, Vimhoya libo yisholem levato lohitz mepiv, Eine klum, Dvarim Shevelev and Dvarim. Hilka calls Mashlo Hitzi Befiv that the bittel is not a bittel because it's Dvarim Shevelev. That's what Abaye says. And Rava says, even though we know Dvarim Shevelev and Dvarim, if it's a Gilu Das, it's like almost like Beferish. So the way the Tosfos Rid learns is Mashailah of Dvarim Shevelev. Is it Dvarim Shevelev or not? And according to Chassam Sofer, you need a Dibur. What's an afkamina la halacha between the Tosfos Rid Pshat and Chassam Sofer Pshat? If you know 100% for sure he wants the Mevatel Leget. So the Fidech Chassam Sofer Pshat still doesn't work because you need a Lashon. But according to Tosfos Rid, it's not Dvarim Shevelev. Someone's 100% sure it's not called Dvarim Shevelev, so then maybe it would work for Tosfos Rid. That's enough kamina. But Al-Kapan will go with the Chassam Sofer's Pshat that the Machlekes is Gilu Dayat the Megita work. The Shaila is because you need it for Abaye, you need Mamash Bittel. According to Rav, it's enough for Gilu Das.
Only the Bittel or not, but you can't get back to yourself.
No, that's nothing. That's not a Bittel. That's not a Bittel.
Why? Is that an option?
That's an option. Of course, you can take it back and give it back next time.
Like
no, he said, that's what happened here. The shliach came to her and she said,
he'll
go back to her. Yeah, that's a shaila. Rabbi, you can't. It's a bittel. It's a bittel. Rabbi, it's not a bittel. Omar, Rava, no amila. Where do I know my din from? The gilu daita begita is something. The Rav Sheshes is ashka gita lahu gavra balkarche. Rav Sheshes forced a certain person to give a get. Va'omalu l'sadi, and so this fellow who is supposed to give the get tells the Edim, Hochi Omluchu Rav Sheshes, Levat Legite. Rav Sheshes told me to tell you that the get is bottle. And what had happened? Rav Sheshes made him write another get because he held it was a bittel get. Now it's all Rav Sheshes Shitasai, we had a machlekes before. When you do bittel, is it a bittel on the shlichus or a bittel on the get? We're going this Gemara that's a bittel on the get. That's Rav Sheshes Shitasai. But like, what do you see? That he never said, the get is batlu. He said, Rav Sheshes said that it should be batlu. So what do you see? See, Gilu Das helps. See, Gilu Das helps. There's a raya to Rava. Vabaya says, he got the story wrong. Vabaya, otu Rav Sheshes vatal gita in Shihava? Stama makes no sense. Is Rav Sheshes have a power to vatal a get? So the story really was that Ihu batle, he really was mavatlet, mamish beferish. But hide the karma luhachi, that is telling the Edim that Rav Sheshes said it's bottle, he said it's kumshum dafnui. He was worried about the people who are going to beat him up. You know, they forced him to write the get. So they had these guys. He was about to get in front of Edim. He was about to get in front of Edim. No, right. He didn't tell. He was about to get, but when he said it loud, he when he said aloud, he told them this lashon that the people were around, right? Because they right here we're asking. So let's see. Rashi says, "Bnei Adam amukim amakim v'chayip t'moyisay b'mitzvah rasheishes va'omer lo ma'atavato amlu halchem rasheishes sivakein." To the people who were hitting him, he said that. But avada, in a private time, he made a regular bittul. We are not telling part of that story. There was a private time where he went ahead to the shliach and said, "I'm a vatalit." Now, the Gemara, the story, the part of the story that we're saying over is the part that he said Barabim, and the reason why he said it in this oifen because he was scared of the people who were going to hit him, and therefore that was basically saying the story was you have the story wrong. The story was it wasn't really, but the difference was not a riot to you. Omar Abaya, so Abaya said, "What's a riot to me? Menor Amin Allah. How do I know that Gil Dadi is not enough?" The Rav Yehuda Ashkle Gitei Lechasta the Rav Yemi Abirah. Rav Yehuda forced the son-in-law of Yirmi Birah to give a get. And he said, Roitzani. And Maisa Ubatle, the guy went ahead, after he wrote the get, he was Ubatle. Tana Ashkele, he again went through the whole process again, Ubatle. He forced him, and he wrote the get, and Vatle again. Now it came to the third time, Hoda Tana Ashkele, when the third time, when he forced him to write the get, Al-Karche, Va'omal Ulusadi, he tells the Edom who are writing the get, and they're going to be a shluchim to give over the get, says, Oisivu Kari Vunaychu, put curry, it's red, probably curry. It's like gourds. Put slice some vegetables like gourds and stuff it into your ear, and therefore you're not going to be able to hear the bittul. Vikasuvale and write the get. That's what that was the etza. Like more, and Abaye says like this. V'isaka daitach gil daita begita milsi. If gil das is enough, hachazule the karap asrael. You see the guy running after you, and not only that, it's the third time he's doing it already. You know exactly what he wants. He wants a vata. He's screaming his head off. And we're saying it doesn't work. So clearly, gil daita begit doesn't work. And here, you can't say, I go to a bezdin and do it. You can't do it in front of a bezdin. We pass in like Rosh Shimon Gamil, that you can't, that the king of Makar, the tekana was, you can't do it in front of a bezdin. You have to throw it in a shliach. The shliach have stuff in the ear. So it doesn't work. So here you have gil daita begita, because the shliach sees you screaming at him, but he doesn't hear anything. He doesn't hear anything. It's not called a bittul, even though the shliach sees it. So l'chayra, it's mamash raya ta abaya, the gil daita begita is nothing. But Rava says, you know what? This story is not mukach. But Rava hayd the karav basrayu the amalu asher havulu hay. He says that the guy's running after the shliach is not a gil das, because there's another way to teach it. You could teach that he's running after the shliach and saying like this, Ashur havlehai, go give it quickly. Ashur loshen of schasku, be mechazik yourself and give it quickly. Kehech l'mshalam tzadu gavra, to get this over ready. It could be, the pashup tzadu means to get over the marriage, but it means also like the guy, you know, he's being forced to write to get for the third time ready. He says, you know, just get it over with, just run after. That's maybe what it means. So maybe what it means is not a gil daita begita anymore. Like Tosis on Daf Lamed Beis already speaks out. This is what makes it the Dvarim Shevelev a little bit. Maybe the Chacham made it Dvarim Shevelev, but makes it the Dvarim Shevelev a little bit because we're not sure. But in case we're sure, so then Rava will say gil daita begita milsi. This is not a raya because here we're not sure what he means. So Bai held was a raya and Rava held was not a raya. And the Gemara goes further with more rayas. V'amah Abaya, minah amila. I'll bring you another raya for a different maisa. Tohu dama luhu, he told his wife, if I don't come back within 30 days, it should be a get. Also, I was coming back, and there was a river in between, and the ferry stopped working. He's not screaming for the other bank. He's saying, look, I'm coming, I'm here, there's not no ferry. It's not too bad, you didn't come, Lamaisa. So what do you see? His Giludas, his Clark Giludas wants about the get. He wants to come. He can't make it. So it's a ride, Giludas, there's nothing. But Rava says back, Pashut. It's a mistake, almost. But Rava, Otu Hasam Vatuli Gite Boy? Is he trying to Vatla get there? No, Hasam Akume Tanai Kaboy. He's trying to say, I'm Mimakaima Tanai, Veloy Kaim Tanai. Rava's like this. Of course, if you would scream from that side, Batal Hu, whatever like that, of course, Batal Evergreen. If he screams, I'm Gil Das, I want a Vatla. Someone Gil Das, I want a Vatla. That'll be enough. But here is not what he's saying. He's saying, Chazuda Asai, look, I'm here, I'm Mimakaima Tanai. So therefore, he's saying mekayim tanai. It's not a gil das for bittul. It's just showing he's mekayim the tanai. Gil das for bittul means he wants to do bittul, and it's megal das he wants to do bittul. Here, all he's doing is saying I'm being mekayim by tanai, and therefore, Rava says it's not a raya from that maisa. Another similar raya. Yahu da amalahu, Eloi nesivna. You know, in those days, they had erisin, and usually you waited in between the erisin and the suin a certain amount of time. We have a ksuba sometimes a year, sometimes less. Here they got a kedushin, the husband and wife. Now they have the arusa, and he tells his wife, the arusa, I'm going to make a big chasana within 30 days. If not, here's a get. I'm giving you a get. It's the get should be chal in 30 days. Should be a get. Kimot utlos yomim, got the 30 days. He might say he didn't have time to cook all the steaks. Amalu hotarachna. He says, you know what? Look, I tried my hardest. So what do you want? What do you want from me? It shouldn't be a get. I'm trying my hardest. So Gemara says, my nechesh lula. What are we worried about? Imushim unsa. If he says the oinis, he couldn't get the food ready. Ain't oinis begitna. It's not a taina. Lamaisa, you weren't mekayim tonight, so it's a good get. Imushim gilu daita begita plukta da bai v'rabu. I get a taina here's gilu das begita. It's a pluk da bai v'rabu, and we paskin like a baya. The gilu das begita is nothing. Now there's an obvious question here. L'char is that gilu das begita. It's the same type of tonight. So Tais the bottom asks kasha. Taisa says, even from Gilu Daita, the bottom Taisa, the bottom line, even from Gilu Daita, pluk the Bayam Rav, so Taisa says, Hainu Lefisvaris, Abaya, Aval Rav Kam Al El, Otov Dule Gita Kabayi, Lekumitnai Kabayi, Lepalag Rav Hacha. So either way, the Gemara is saying, at the end of the day, there is no way out here. The get is a good get, because Enes Begitin, and I Gilu Daita Begita, Fia Bayah holds its Gilu Das, holds Gilu Daita as nothing. And according to Rav, it's not Gilu Das, it's not a Kim or a Tanai, so either way, it will be a get. Ahu, another story. Put the right rabba. Ahu, yeah. Ahu damu lahu. Nu ma'isa. Iloy nesiv na l'reish yarcha. If I don't get married by l'reish yarcha da ada, reish chayash ada l'have a gita, shvi a get. Ki mot the reish yarcha da ada, when I got the reish yarcha da ada, amu lahu, anu reish yarcha da nisa, amri. Reish yarcha nisa. I made a mistake, I slipped, but I really meant Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not Rosh Chodesh Adar, and therefore it should not be a get. So Gemara says, "My nechash lo, imushim oynis enos begitin." There's no oynis begitin here. You said Adar, imushim gilu daita plukto dabaya v'rava. If you worry about gilu das, that's plukto dabaya v'rava and pasta dabaya. Again, the same thing. And if you're rava, it's really not even a gilu das, because here he's trying to say there's mekayim the tanai, because here he's saying he really meant Nisan. So upon him, we have here Omud Gemara about Mechalikas Gilu Daita Begita, and the bottom line is Abaya holds Gilu Das is not enough. You need a bitl mamish, and Rav holds Gilu Das enough. Now the Gemara will tell you Alach Lamaisa over the past few blocks. The Hilchasa Kenachman, we pass Kenachman. Which Rav Nachman is this? So Rashi says this is Rav Nachman holds bitl b'fnei shnayim. Is when in those days before the takana of Rav Gamil to stop doing in front of a Bezdin, how many did he need? Rav Shesha needed three. Rav Nachman said he needed two. So he passed like Rav Nachman that he needed two. And it's a negate to us also. Why is it a negate to us also? Because we pass in Lamaisa, we'll see in a second, that Batloy Mavotl, that if you do it, attack it works. So it's very negate how many people are doing in front of him. Because we pass in, if someone goes ahead and does it in front of Bezdin, it works. So how many is it? Halachas like a Nachman, two is enough. What's the next Nachman? That's Rav Nachman who says they pass like Rebbe B'Shteim. We had this on yesterday's block. We pass like Rebbe B'Shteim. Means he pass like Rebbe Sai Legabi Adin Botle Mavotel, and he pass like Rebbe Sai Legabi Adin Edis Potel Mavotel about the Kula. So pass like both those things. And Behilchasa Kenachmeni. And the last thing is saying we pass like Nachmeni, like a bayo holds Gilu Daita Begita. Is Lav Milsi, is one of the Yalkagams. This is the Gimel of Yalkagam, that the loch is Gilu Daita Begito is Lav Milsi, and therefore it's not enough. You have to say it beferish. Now, why was Abaya called Nachmeni? So Rashi says that Al Shem Shirava Bar Nachmeni Gidla Abaya Bebesa, Ivlam the Torah, Shahi Yasam. So therefore he called him the same name as his father. He wanted to give him a name, gave Hrisi Hashem of Nachmeni, and therefore he was called Nachmeni because he brought him up, he called him Nachmeni. The Gilin Ashasi and Riki Vega here on the side.
He may
have brought him up. What? He may have diapered him and gave him like a knowledge of the Mila de Alma. But the Rabba is the one who brought him up in learning for Lam de Torah. That's the Iker Bonim, is Lam de Torah. Now, the Gilin Ashasi brings out a little different Shas. The Gilin Ashasi brings out from Aruch. It says that Nachmeni Shmoy, his real name was Nachmeni, he was his nephew actually. And his real name was Nachmeni. Remember, if he's his nephew, his grandfather was Nachmeni, he was named after his grandfather, which is Rabba's father. And Rabba didn't want to call the child Nachmeni. His name is really Nachmeni. You don't call him Nachmeni because of his father's name. He felt uncomfortable. So he called him Avi. He called him like my father. And that's the name Abaya came from. That's where the name Abaya came from. That's what the Gilin HaShah says. There's no remez in Lashon. Abaya is like, it comes from the word Becha Yoreichem Yosheim. There's another remez in Lashon Abaya. That's what we call Nachmanis. So the Halacha Lamais is, we paskin that form of two is a bittel and bata mavotel. Eidush bata, if you battle someone of slichas, you can do zesh loy b'fnei zeh. And we also pass like Abaya, the gilu b'dayit of a gita is lav milsehi.